Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Everybody, this is Jan Christie speaking to you for the United Kingdom, and welcome to another episode of the Healing Fountain Show. And not only are we going to be crossing time zones and oceans today to join everybody together, we're also going to be going through the portal to the spirit realm with our beautiful guest, Jane Dawson, the welcome return of Jane. So we already have loads of callers online, but before we bring anybody on, we're going to connect over there in the USA with Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome back from your vacation holiday, as you call it, and over there. So,
yes,
and looking forward to this one for welcoming back our dear friend, our favorite Scotch psychic with me for a drink, Jane Dawson. So.
It's lovely to have Jane back. But before we actually bring Jane on, we do have some rather tragic news. We did a special show the other week for Vale, Violet's partner, and unfortunately Vale didn't make it over the bank holiday weekend. Miracles are only performed if it's God's will. So although everybody did their best, I'm sure that his passing will have been much easier because of all the healing that he was sent.
Absolutely. And in the long run, that's the direction we're all going anyway. So what he did was simply step into the vortex. And that's still a very good thing. And our hearts go out to the grieving family, of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah. And mm-hmm. also my friend Shirley, who I've known for donkey's years, her husband also passed over on Friday. And so
sometimes
I like
the
to
healing
send...
is the passing, just like Mountain Diva says in the tavern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And so I'd like to send loads of healing out to Shirley and her family. And also a friend of my daughter's, the lady just had a new baby 2 weeks ago, and tragically she had a heart attack the other day. Mm-hmm. So that's absolutely awful for the family. A new baby and a little baby about 18 months old and two young boys. And so Rob has lost his wife as well. That's absolutely terrible. So when I had a near-death experience, I wrote a song called Another Plane when I came back. And so I think I'd just like to play that one and hope that if anybody else out there has lost anyone that they love this weekend, that this song gives them a bit of comfort. It is used to counsel bereaved children by Theta Healers here in the UK. So if you don't mind, Gary, I'll just give this a quick spin.
I don't mind. It's a good one.
Thank
I love this
Thank you very
song.
Much. Thank you.
Crying till your eyes are dry. experience. So hopefully that will help.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we've got about 7 callers on the studio already, if not more. So I think we're going to bring Jane straight on. So you've got it patched in tonight, haven't you, Gary?
I've got it patched in, and welcome back, Jane. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, Gary. Hi, John. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to be back.
Oh,
happy
it's lovely to have
you
all.
Back.
You too.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you.
Yes, happy day after Easter, and you've kind of created the theme for the show today around Easter, right?
Yes, it's an extra special cracking show.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh,
now,
dear.
Do you also know that it's the 1st of April?
Yes, April Fool's Day.
Yes, no joke.
And it's the first day of summer. That is a joke, because it was about 2 degrees below zero when I got back from Fuerteventura, and I could not believe all the snow that they had here while I was away.
First day of summer?
Yeah. Believe that? First day of summer. British summertime. It's a joke. No, I mean, really it is, but summer's a joke here, so. What can you do?
It's certainly cold in Scotland. Mm-hmm. But here's the good news. In numerology terms, April this year is a 1. So that means it's brilliant for new projects, new homes, new relationships, new babies, in fact, new anything.
Oh.
So if the folks out there are thinking about making some positive changes in their life, well, the universe has really got your back. So it's a month they're really going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Spring has sprung, so they say. And there's fantastic fresh energy. So really, I urge everyone, if they've got any plans or projects, go for it. Clean out the house.
Mm-hmm.
Dust off anything that you've been leaving lying for a while and jump into action this month.
So that is this encouraging then, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's absolutely encouraging. It feels completely like a fresh start, particularly after all the treacle-type energy we had at the end of last year and in the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very encouraging.
Wow.
It is.
And
brilliant.
Next month we'll all be feeling super sensitive, so let's get these starts going this month, and then we'll all be sort of tuning in and super sensitive, super cuddly next month. Great, really great ones for new relationships. So if you've been dying to ask someone out, go for it.
There you go.
Yeah, Gary.
They can only say no, can't they?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, ladies. And don't hold yourself back. It doesn't just need to be a man that does the asking out. Just go for it.
Is it a leap year? And whether or not. We'll make it a leap year. It's officially a leap year this year.
Hey.
Yes, we're creating our own reality here. Come on.
Yeah. And why not? It's all
yes.
just an illusion anyway, John.
We're recreating old customs and old paradigms. You know, if you're interested, girls, you know, empower yourselves and go for it too, right? You know, don't wait for the guy. That is so last millennia.
And yeah. Gary is waiting for one of you right this minute. But...
Oh, no.
Are you ready to take a caller, Jane?
I guess. How are you doing, Jane? You ready to take a caller?
I'm absolutely ready.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
Introduction of angel cards out, my tarot cards.
Awesome.
I've got my numerology head on. I've got angels all round about me. What more could we ask for?
Exactly. Beautiful,
and
beautiful.
And in a little while, you can tell us what you've been doing all day. But we'll take a few callers because... There's some been waiting over half an hour. And
right, and I'm going to go right under
yes,
the... Right,
grab them.
Area code 510. They've been waiting for over 34 minutes, so I'll go ahead and bring them on now.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, area code 510. You're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jane. My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Hi. I love this first year. Same here. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question has to do with my career. I'm wondering if you see anything coming for me in the near future, please.
Well, Sarah, did you hear my introduction while you were holding on the phone there? This is a one-month. It's a fabulous time for new jobs, movement and career, onwards and upwards type of thing. So are you working at this moment, Sarah?
I am not.
You are not. So you're actually looking for a job?
I am.
Yes. Now, Sarah, can I ask what age you are, please, sweetheart?
I'm in my mid-50s.
Your mid-50s. Well, you sound about 20. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
So,
she does, doesn't she? Yeah.
So that,
I wish I looked like I was 20.
I'm sure you do. Now, what is your date and month of birth?
My birth date is July
9, 1956. Right, the 9th of July. Okay, you're absolutely a humanitarian then, Sarah. So you need to be doing something that talks about looking after or looking out for people. Now, tell me this. Have you ever done anything regarding writing articles for a magazine or for a local paper?
I have not.
No. Well, are you interested in writing?
I'm very open.
You're very open. Okay. Because I'm quite clearly seeing here articles and pieces of things that's interesting in like a local, what we call a local newspaper, a local publication. But I see you writing, but I also see you looking at this for something of interest, which may at first be something that appeals to you either as voluntary work or as a hobby, but becomes more than that, okay? Because your birthday, you're the ninth month, you're the ninth day born, you're very much a people person, very caring, very compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in the 7th month of July, you could also be quite introspective, but you're a very, very spiritual side with you. So I need to say to you, Sarah, you need to really look at the positive points that you have, list them down, and really get your CV looking good and really focus on all these wonderful positive points you have. Now, the spirit world has just mentioned November to me, so I don't know whether there was something happened in last November, last time you worked, Sarah?
No, it was pretty much as usual.
Can you tell me if November has a significance to you, sweetheart?
For November, no. All the anniversaries and birthdays are not in November.
Right, that's fine then. Well, I know that November's significant, okay? So just remember I said that to you. But can I ask you, please, do you do healing already, healing work?
I do not. I am very good with older people. I do visit older people. In their 80s and 90s, but I don't do healing work.
Right. Well, you are an absolute natural for that, okay? Anything to do with people, you are wonderful at. You're wonderful at counselling, listening to people, giving them advice. But I would strongly recommend that you look at learning something like reflexology or another alternative therapy, because I could feel you could combine these two things. So you could be doing reflexology or perhaps Reiki, but speaking to people at the same time and giving them a bit of counselling. I just think you would be so wonderful at that. Does that appeal to you, Sarah?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Does that type of work appeal to you?
I'm not sure if I understood you. I think, in a way, she's already doing it
by going into older people's houses and doing, sometimes you're healing unconsciously and you don't realize that you're doing it. And I think that's what Sarah's doing.
What I'm
suggesting to you, Sarah, is that you complement what you're doing by learning a healing art. I would think reflexology would be a very good thing for you to learn, because you could give healing, physical healing, while giving counselling at the same time. And I feel you could either do this for a firm, a company, or you could do it on your own behalf. But
okay.
You have to look very carefully at advertisements and articles in local publications, because this is going to be key. And if you get that training just now, I know by November time that you'll be happily doing this. This is where I feel the November comes in for you.
Wow.
But I also know that I need you out and about quite a lot. I need you to get out. I need you out in the fresh air. I need you getting exercise. And I need you mixing with people as well.
Yeah, so mix and mingle.
Mix and mingle.
Mix and mingle.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
Yes, it definitely does.
I have to tell you this. I have to tell you this. As your birthday approaches, you are in a time. You're in a year for you. 2013 is a year of foundations for the rest of your life. Okay. This year for you, you'll be extremely sensitive. From about May, June onwards until the same time next year, you get to work with your sensitivity, because you're making the foundations for your life, your coming life. Do you have a partner just now, Sarah?
I don't.
No, but also it's a fantastic time to join up with a partner. So please, can you be on the lookout for a lovely partner? Ask the universe to help you out with that as well, because it's a really good time to find yourself a new partner too.
All right. Hey,
oh, that sounds good. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, and make sure you call in and let us know how you went on.
Do, please. And enjoy
okay.
that California sunshine.
Right.
Oh. Well, she's already gone, so we're going to bring the Skype caller on next. And it's Skype, and so, of course, it's 11111111111.
11111111.
Something like that. Are you there, Skype?
How do you say 11 in Scottish?
Yes, exactly. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patty, and my question is, I'm wondering if you see a relocation in my future.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm well.
Good, good, good. Well, it's lovely to chat with you, Patty. Again, we have this one energy, so anything that we want to do, it's really in our hands to do. Can you tell me where you are? Can you tell me, first of all, your date of birth, please? Just the day and the month would be sufficient for the time being.
September 18th.
The 18th of September. Right. Again, like the last lady, you are absolutely a humanitarian. So you need to be working around people and with people. Are you currently doing that?
No. I have a job in technology that I really enjoy.
You really enjoy. Do you deal with a lot of people day in and day out?
I do.
Well, that's fine then, but I just know that you have to have this contact with people, because you have 18, 1 in 8, which adds up to 9, and you have the 9 months. So you're absolutely, you're a people person, you're an absolute humanitarian. So let me just have a look at the year you're in. And 9's 18, and we're in a 6 year, 18, 6, 24, 6. Yes, it's quite possible that you could have a relocation, but I want to ask you about your relationship, please. Are you currently in a relationship?
I'm not.
Okay, because again, I feel with you that's very much to the fore, coming in from about June, July onwards. This year you are in currently is a year of massive change for you. It's a year where you have to expect the unexpected. Okay. Can I ask you this? Is there someone at your work whom you're interested in at the moment?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is there someone in your work whom you're interested in at the moment?
No.
No, okay. Because I do feel there could be some romantic interest coming round about your work. And I've chosen two cards for you, Patty. And the first one is the Star, And so I absolutely know there is going to be a promotion or a very positive move for you, okay? But I know there's a lot of emotion around you just now as well. And the second card I've picked for you is the Hermit. And he tells me that you've been spending too much time alone. And I really want to, you really need to focus on what you truly want out of your life. And once you do that, then I feel everything will totally fall into place for you, that you are very well regarded at work. Now, would you be thinking, do you actually want to relocate, Patty?
I do. I'm thinking of relocating to take another job.
Uh-huh. Okay. And would that be to somewhere where there are a lot of trees and forests around?
You have a lot of trees and forests? Yeah.
No, it's, you know, it's in a major city, but
uh-huh.
I honestly can't tell you how many trees and forests are there now, so I don't know.
Right. Well, you would know it's not like Colorado or someplace like that, is it?
No. It's on the East Coast.
Oh. It's on the East Coast.
A lot
okay.
of trees and forests on the East Coast, yes.
There are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gary, for that. My knowledge of the American landscape is very limited, so I would say definitely go for it. These cards look very, very positive. You're
well,
on the right path, and you have to make positive long-term plans. And the card that's come out for you is the Star. So absolutely, I think that you're in a very fortunate place to be able to hold the cards in your hand instead of the employer holding the cards. And I do feel with you, focus is mightily important for you because, like my previous caller, I do feel a lovely relationship round the corner for you.
Well, that's wonderful.
So
there you go.
You go, girl. Make sure you focus on what makes you happy. You don't always do that.
You're right. I focus on too much work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So really think. Part of the reading, part of the card, the Hermit card, asks you to do a little bit of meditation. Look inside yourself and really, really look into your heart and say, what do I really want? What is my soul asking me to do? Because, I mean, I know that you love your job. You've said that, but I know you have this wonderful humanitarian and spiritual vein running right through you.
Okay.
There
well,
you
thank
go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you
Bye,
so much
Patty.
For calling. I'll go ahead and mute you, and you can stay on and continue to listen if you wish. And we'll move on to the next caller, which is from the 207 area code. And I'll bring them on. 207, you are on
Hi.
With Jane Dawson. What's your name and
Hi,
where
Jane.
Are you calling from?
Okay.
Hi, Dee.
I'm Dee, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hi, Dee from Maine. How
Hi.
Are you?
Right.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Lovely to talk to you.
Oh. Thank you. I guess what I'd like to know is if there's, I'm looking for anybody from my family that might want to connect with me right now. With everything that's going on, I'm wondering if, especially with a cousin of mine that died late last year.
Wait, hold on, Dee, because I have someone here. I have a gentleman with me, and I know very much this gentleman would have worn a checked shirt. And I feel if he would have been great. He might have been slightly, his hair might have been going a bit in top, but he either feels like, it feels possibly like a father or maybe a husband to you. I'm not sure which. But this man had a little bit of a tummy, was carrying a little bit weight in his tummy, but I know one of his trademark signatures would have been his check shirt. Would you understand who this gentleman is?
Well, of the two choices, my father did used to wear check shirts once in a while.
Uh-huh.
He used to wear, he always wore long sleeve shirts, and he did have some that were a check. They were a flannel or something. Because my ex is still very much alive.
Your husband's still here. That's fine.
Well, it's not a husband anymore after his operation, but anyway, go ahead.
That takes him out, okay. I knew it was a man who was close to you. I just didn't know whether it was your husband or your father. But I feel it's probably your father. And you would understand sometimes, would your father wear braces sometimes?
Was he what?
braces. You know, items to hold one's trousers up.
Suspenders.
Oh, suspenders. I know what she meant. I know what braces are. I just, I thought she said something else. I thought she asked if he was racist, and I'm going, no.
Suspenders is something else here.
No.
I know how, I feel as if I
no,
have
a father. He didn't, but
right.
I'm trying to think if either of my grandfathers did, but no, I don't remember him wearing braces.
Okay. Right, honey, they're not giving me any. This gentleman came in straight away, and he's standing very bemused. He stands with his hands in his pockets, and he's just very bemused at everything that's going on in this conversation just now. Okay. it definitely has to be either your father or your grandfather. You know, if they would tell me exactly which one they were, then I would tell you, but they're not. But I know this man would have been quite a patient man. He'd have quite a dry sense of humour. I know here he would have worn a check shirt. I know here that he would have a little bit of a tummy on him. So he just wants to come through to you with his love. And now he's speaking to me about money and finances. So how are they in your life at the moment?
You want to open my wallet and watch the moths fly out?
That's, oh, bless you, darling. Okay.
No, financially, it's horrible when you're on SSI and Social Security. And
yeah. Bless you, sweetheart. Remember, it's a 1 month. It's a 1 month. It's a month for new projects, going for it, new jobs, new thoughts. But this man is not much of a speaker, unfortunately. But what he's making me aware is that you are a very independent lady and you wouldn't have taken a lot of advice from him when he was here. But he wants you to know that he is standing by in support of you. Okay. Now, I know with this gentleman, he would have been the old school who would have said, you make your bed and you lie on it. So I know that you've made decisions.
I'm confused who it is now.
Pardon?
Because I lost my grandfather when I was... one grandfather died when I was 2, and the other one died when I was 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't really matter when they died, sweetheart. The fact is they are connected with you by love, and even if you'd never known them, okay... But there should be a picture of this man somewhere, and he's coming through really quite strongly here. And I also have another man coming through who would have either had a heart condition or a heart attack, because I can just feel him clutching his chest here.
The man with a heart condition would have been my father, because he died his aortic aneurysm that they couldn't operate on back in the 60s eventually crushed all his organs.
That's your father. So the first
that would be my father.
The first man that came through is your grandfather, most definitely. Okay? And I feel a name like Jack or perhaps Joke. I don't know whether you have Scottish roots or not. But
I don't know anybody. No, I've never figured out. I haven't figured out my Scottish roots yet. I knew they had to be there. But I know the Irish roots.
Right. Okay. Now, your father would be a businessman, is that correct?
Businessman, no.
His father showed me himself wearing a suit.
A suit? He did use, when he would used to dress up, like when he went to his Masonic meetings or things like that, when he would dress up, people would look at him and say, where are you preaching tonight, Reverend?
Right, okay. Well, that's how he's coming through to me, okay. So there may be something happening round about your family that you feel he needs to get dressed up for, okay? But he is coming through here to you, okay? Neither of these men are saying an awful lot to me, other than that they're here to support you, okay?
I'm surprised.
Your father's come through in his Masonic meeting business official tight suit on. Must be a message for you to get your business head on, okay? So how is your job situation just now?
I'm on SSI and a bit of Social Security because I last it's been a couple I guess it was last year when my or the year before actually when my ex decided that I could get divorced spousal benefits. And I had to apply. Well, once I checked into them, I had to take it. It wasn't going to give me that much more money. My ex thought they were being helpful.
Right. Right. Can I ask what age you are, sweetheart?
Yes, I just turned 65 on the 22nd of March.
You're 65. Okay.
You're so young, then you won't I always want, say.
You wouldn't want to go back into work. But I can tell you, the 22nd of March makes you a very, very... spiritual person. 22nd's a master number, sweetheart. So unfortunately, it means you're a spiritual teacher, but you've also had a lot of spiritual lessons to learn this lifetime. Okay.
Oh
and
yeah.
I know very much. And I know very much for you, sweetheart. There is a need to cut the cords to the past, to those things that no longer serve you.
Okay? Exactly.
So I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come forward just now. And to cut the cords to pass to the people and the memories and the situations that no longer serve you. Okay?
Yes.
Let me just work out your the year you're in, the 22nd of March, it's a 7 and a 6. This is a time to really be creative round about your foundations of your life, your finances, possible new relationships and your home. Is there something happening around about your home as well?
Yes, there is. There is. Right now, I'm still living in the home that my paternal grandfather left to me. He built it when I was 4 years old. I'm still living here, but there's a possibility of I could either wind up having to move out, or I could wind up with a land trust group taking it over. Unless the town will listen to me, I have applied for help through the Masonic Order, and I'm waiting
Good
to find
girl.
Out. What?
Well, that's perfect, because your father came through with his suit on that he wore when he went to the Masonic Club.
Yes, because I have applied for help, and I don't know if the local lodge will say that, yes, there's a need, and take it to the Grand Lodge. And if they do, if I can get the help and I can get a lawyer and present something to the town, then I won't have to go through a land trust group, and I will be able to live in the house until I decide it's time for me to move. And it will be in my name again, because I mess things up, the town messed things up, and it's a miserable situation.
Yes. Yes, it is a bad situation, but you're doing the right thing. You've been asked to be creative round about your home and situations regarding your home. So get something through to the Masonic Club, write the local paper, local publications, whatever you have. I've chosen your angel card here that says you deserve the best, okay? Don't compromise, reach for the stars. And I know this is coming from your father, and if your paternal grandfather built that house, that is obviously the man that came through with the check shirt on.
Yes, because I remember he did have a couple of plaid flannel shirts at one time that passed on to my father, and then they passed on to my ex. So it had to be, it probably was Grandpa.
There you go. Then I have to bring you the names William and Michael as well, which should be known to you. Okay,
William.
And someone was a shopkeeper, someone had their own business as well. I know it was to bring that forward to you.
I don't
okay,
know. My grandfather was a carpenter,
please,
but... Oh, my other grandfather was an electrician, apparently.
Perfect. Okay. Someone also had a shop. A lady in the family had a shop. You'll find this out if you don't already know it. But I want to offer you angel blessing. I want you to say, please keep positive, focus on the positive. Ask your lovely people in the good girl. Ask your lovely people in the spirit world to help you out. Okay.
Next year will be a
year of surprises for you. So stay focused, and those surprises will all be very good for you. And please watch your heart area. Do you have high blood pressure?
I guess sometimes I do. Right now, I'm dealing with edema, which is. Something I've had for years.
Yes, That's to do with the heart, okay?
Right, I have to watch my salt intake.
Please, medical checkups or regular checkups, please ensure you get them, sweetheart. And I know it's a stressful time for you, but try and keep it to a minimum. Okay? So take the love of your family and Joe's family that are all looking after you and they have best interests at heart.
You're guided and protected.
Oh,
exactly, Gary.
Yes, I think I probably am.
That's a lovely message there for you, Dee. Thank you so much.
Thank
for calling
you so
in.
Much. Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Dee. Keep us up to date.
I will.
You
bless
calling.
You all. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee. So we'll put Dee on hold. And if you do that, please, Gary, I'll bring on the next caller. It's Diana, and she's also in the chat room. So are you there, Diana?
Hi. I'm in the hallway now.
Oh.
I can't talk by the computer.
Hi, Diana.
Hello, Jean. Hello, Gary. I'm going to a powwow. Another powwow next weekend.
Lovely.
There was this one in Denver last week, I think, which kicks off the whole season, I think. So, welcome. How are you doing? So what question do you have for Jane?
I just want to know, I've got some followers. Who in my family's wanting to talk to me? Or maybe it's a friend on the other side.
Hi, Diana. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Jane.
Are you good?
Yeah,
I'm good. You've been better, haven't you? Yeah, I'm very good. I'll tell you straight away, there's an angel right beside you. And it's a male angel, it's a male energy. So I know it's very, very close with you. And I know that he's offering you guidance and protection, confidence and security. So are you aware of this angel?
Do I need to ask
Diana?
Yeah. Are you aware of the angel?
Oh, yeah, for a long, long time. I've always had angels with me. I've known since I was four.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch a word of that, but I think it was a yes.
Yes, yes,
yes.
You've been aware
a big,
of it for
a big,
time.
Big, big yes.
He was. Since you were four, she said. Since you were 4 years old, she knew.
Well, Diana, this angel is very close with you just now, sweetheart, so you must have quite a lot going on in your life at this moment.
Can you repeat that?
Are you still there?
I am here.
Okay, this is your angel is very, very close with you at this moment, so I know you must have a lot going on in your life.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Because the word he's saying to me is turmoil. Turmoil. So I believe there'd be all sorts of issues with relationships going on with you just now.
I didn't understand what that word meant that you said.
Turmoil.
But
there's a lot of issues going on
turmoil.
In your life.
Oh, turmoil. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think there's turmoil going on. Not at all. Except maybe in my family, but I'm not even a part of that. Their turmoil with me being spiritual and light working on the road, I don't even talk to them or have anything to do with it. So,
that's what I said to you. There's turmoil going on within your family. That's what I said to you. That's what your angel is telling me here. Okay. And he's very, very close with you. And you have most definitely to ask Archangel Michael to keep you safe and secure and give you confidence. Okay. Now, I just wanted to tune in to see who in your family is with you. There are certainly a number of people.
Well, as far as with the family
house,
going on,
me...
I only keep in touch with the family on the other side because the family on this side are just nonsense against spirituality. So, you know, I don't even talk to them. So I don't know the turmoil. I am happy with what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
They can keep on turmoiling, and I don't know anything about it.
Best way.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But all he's doing is just acknowledging that's what's going on with relationships. Now, I do have a lady coming forward for you, and she would feel she would be a mother to you, because she is a lady who worked in the house, and she is wearing an apron. And she's also got a little boy coming forward with her. So can I ask you, please, is your mum in spirit?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, and you would understand the child that she's bringing forward as well. It was likely to be your child or her child.
Somebody told me that my son was a twin and I had lost the baby. The doctors never agreed with me, and I don't know if that's the one.
Well, I mean, I really can't say. I know your mom's here, and I know she's bringing a child forward to you, okay? But are you old enough to have grandchildren yet?
Yes, I have grandchildren.
You have grandchildren. That's absolutely fine.
Maybe my daughter's going to have a boy, huh? Maybe my daughter's going to get pregnant.
Is there a grandson in your family already? Do you have a grandson already?
My son has two. He's finished having children. She's not supposed to be able to have children at all. So I thought I had all my grandchildren.
Right. Well, I know that your mom is bringing forward a boy here. I know she's also talking about a child who's already here. Okay. So she's talking about one of your grandsons who's already here. Do you have one who is about age 7?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's the boy she's speaking about, okay? And she just wants you to know that she's very much around this child, and this child is very sensitive to the spirit world.
Yeah, my son pretty much smashes him in the box regularly, but I told him from the start he was. I gave up. You know, I don't. I guess when he gets older, it's going to have to be up to him to come out. Even my granddaughter was.
Mm-hmm.
And the day she quit seeing angels, she goes, "Well, Nana, don't see the angels anymore." You know, my son and his. They don't let them be spiritual. It's just like they don't let mom be spiritual. So it's weird.
Don't you worry about it, Diana. It's very common. With us who are walking spiritual path. It's part of our journey and part of our life challenge. But believe me, you and your grandson have something special, okay? So just stay bonded with him. Don't mention the spiritual thing if it upsets your son, because it will all reveal itself in good time.
In the perfect
order. I don't want to upset my son anymore. Better to stay in good with him. He's a good old Republican.
And there is a lady by the name of Mary as well. Okay.
Mary is my mother's name.
There you go.
So she has identified herself to you. And she's also showing me an image of a cow. Now, I don't know whether this cow is a little stuffed toy or whether it's a real cow, but it seems to have a flower or a daisy hanging from its mouth. It's chewing on a flower or a daisy. So the cow may be called Daisy, actually. So I don't know if that stirs memories for you.
Now, what do you think?
Cow chewing on a daisy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it could be something.
So roll
about
that around
in
your mind for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does she see anything about Nan?
About what, honey?
Does she see anything about the man rushing to me?
A man. She wants
a man.
A night man.
Well, give me your date of birth, your month, give me your day and month of birth.
5/7.
We've got 8 callers on.
Yeah.
You don't have to go any further, because I've already discussed, I've had others already tell me about this, so I'll just have to take what they told me and let you go to the next person.
Let me tell you, is it the 5th of the 7th, the 5th of July, your birthday? or is it May 7th of May?
Yeah.
May the 7th. Right, 12 and 6 and 18, 9. This year is a year of what you need to do is close, finish any unfinished business off. So if you have a partner, an ex-partner who's still in the background, get rid of them, because next year is a year of fantastic new opportunities for you, new relationships, new projects, new interests in life. So it's all looking very good. Next
Ooh.
Year, this year is your groundwork.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm about
honey.
Ready to start my 9 year. I know that.
There you go,
Excellent.
Diana. Wow.
Well,
no, I better let you go talk to others. Thanks for bringing
well,
mom
thank you for calling,
through.
Diana.
That's cool.
Thanks a lot.
Talk to you later.
We'll just put you back on hold and let you listen. We'll just put you back on hold.
Yeah.
And get to
and
next
you're
going to
bring Mary on. Mary's on next waiting.
From 832 area code, 832, you're on air with Jane Dawson. Is this Mary?
This is Melissa.
Oh, Melissa.
Melissa, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I was hoping to speak with Jane. I was calling because I'm kind of going through this whole spiritual type of a journey right now in my life. You know, things are really changing for me. And I keep getting this message, detoxify your body, detoxify your life. So that's exactly what I'm doing. And I wanted to see if you had any further messages about this journey that I'm on.
Okay. Well, I know very much that you're trying very hard to open up your heart chakra.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you're having a lot of healing energy put in from the angels and those who heal in the spirit world so that you can move on with your healing work.
Okay.
You must have had a lot of difficulties, stroke, heartaches in the past whereby your heart's become quite sort of closed.
Yes, I have had.
This would be due to previous pain. So what we really want you to do is to do a chakra balancing.
Okay.
So you can find that, you can Google that and get a chakra balancing, and that will bring you back into a better balance. And also there's a need to be willing to forgive. That is coming up to be very strongly. Okay. But I also feel there's a wonderful speaker and teacher and healer with you. So
well,
I am a nurse,
but I'm not sure exactly what healing modality I should be going into, but I'm very interested in alternative medicines. I'm very much into helping people find their way as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that is perfect. So really what you need to do is just follow your heart. Once you feel that you have looked at your own issues, and I can tell you Reiki is very good for that, for self-healing.
Okay.
If you do level one Reiki, that's all about looking in and healing yourself, enabling you to move on. And I know that you could teach that as well very easily. Let me just choose an angel card for you.
Okay.
Chosen two for you. Oh, so there you go. We want you to work with crystals. The energy of crystals supports you and helps you. So to help your heart chakra, we want you to get pink. You know the rose quartz?
Yes, rose quartz.
Rose
okay.
Quartz. Yep. And just either keep that under your pillow or by your bedside. And do you have children yet, sweetheart?
I do have children. I have two boys.
Right. One of your boys is what we call an indigo child. So incredibly sensitive, incredibly psychic, and probably quite hard to manage.
He's a beautiful soul. He is very sensitive, insightful. He's an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
He says the wildest things.
Absolutely. Now he will have an interest in crystals as well. So please encourage that. Now, they are showing me here great happiness coming for you, a lot of potential change, a fresh way forward for you as well. So basically, keep doing what you're doing. Be mindful of working with children.
okay? And work on yourself, and you're going to see some wonderful results.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful news.
You're very welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa.
Yes, Melissa, thank you so much.
Okay, we'll mute Melissa. Thank you for calling in. And we're going to bring on Mary. She's been waiting for quite a while. So area code 805. Is that you, Mary?
Oh, that's me, Jan. Thank you. Hi, Gary. Yeah. How are you doing? Hi, Jane.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, you're worth waiting for. Thank you for for choosing me.
Oh, bless. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, let's see. I work with the angels and with the crystals for healing others. And I just want to, I guess this is maybe it'd be a silly question, I don't know. I just want to make sure that I'm headed on the right path, that I truly am healing people remotely.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank
yes,
you. Because,
you are.
Oh, well, thanks. I really appreciate hearing that. Because sometimes I don't hear back from them. I think, wow, did I mess up? I mean, are they feeling better? And I just wanted to make sure I was doing what I really love doing.
Don't you worry about that, Mary, because often we don't hear back from people, and it's not because they're not satisfied with what you've given them. It's for any number of reasons, okay? But
sure.
I know here you are absolutely wonderful with animals as well as people. And there's a very strong Native American Indian influence with you. You have a wolf currently as a power animal, and you have a young Indian maiden, I guess I'd want to call her, a squaw, helping you along as well.
Oh, wow.
Are you aware of these two energies?
Yes. It's so funny to say that because I've been having visions lately of a past life as being a Native American healer living with a Native American man who was a shaman who passed away, and a channeler told me that was probably my twin flame. So I've been having a lot of visions of that time in my life.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. So this young lady has come to give you renewed energy in your healing abilities and in your physical life, and she is banging the drum for you. So I know if you are in any way interested in sound or drumming, bringing that into your healing, then that would be very, very therapeutic for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also, they're bringing forward the moon. So I don't know whether feminine, female issues are an issue with you just now, Mary.
Oh, I have, yeah, there's some things going on in my family that are difficult right now.
Right, okay. So the moon urges us then not to make any rash decisions, as all may not be as it seems, and just to wait maybe 4 to 6 weeks before making any decisions. Okay, so will you please go firmer off, and can you look up wolf as your power animal, and particularly white wolf?
A wolf?
In fact, white wolf,
you have
a guide called White Wolf as well.
There you go. Hmm.
So that's
white
my
wolf.
Animal, a white wolf is my animal totem?
Your animal totem.
That's what the Lakota call them, spirit helper. Yeah.
Spirit helper.
You also have a guide called White Wolf. That's his name.
Hmm.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
This will be communicated to you in other ways as well. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Go forward with it, absolutely.
Go forward with it, yes, I will. Oh, gosh, thanks, Jane, because you answered a few of my questions, and now I'm at peace about it. Thank you so much.
That's
wonderful.
Brilliant.
You're doing a great job, Mary. Keep up the good work, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Yes,
thanks
for
calling, Mary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks,
Jan.
Yeah. Thank you. Mary's back on the show on the 13th of May.
Of May.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, thank you for calling in. And
thank you.
We're going to mute you now, Mary, if that's okay.
Yes.
and we'll bring the Skype caller on, Gary, if you'd like to do that.
I'll do that. From 1111111, you are on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call, everyone.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm just calling because today is my birthday, and I just wanted to say today to me on today.
Oh, happy birthday, Brittany.
Oh, happy birthday.
I
didn't catch your name, sweetheart.
Brittany.
Yes.
Brittany. Oh, what a great name, Brittany. So today's your birthday, the 1st of April 2013. And that is, as I mentioned, this is a one. April's a one, and you are actually in a two. Your birthday's a two. So that means that you're super sensitive, Brittany. You're feeling very sensitive just now, sweetheart. Okay. And do you have a man in your life, Brittany?
I do not, but I'd like to meet someone very soon.
Yep. Well, that's good because I'm quite sure you will meet someone very soon. Now, may I ask what age you are today, Brittany?
Today I'm 31.
You're 31.
A woman.
Yes.
Wow.
Officially.
What an awesome age. Okay, so let me just add this up. The 1 and 3 is 1 and 4 is 5 and 6. Oh, absolutely. This is a year for you to meet your other half.
Oh,
most
wow.
Definitely. So you go for it, girl.
You're in trouble now.
Oh, wow. So do you see him coming within the next, like, couple months or the next?
Well, Brittany, you tell me what you're doing to bring a partner into your life.
Well, I'm manifesting. I do a lot of prayer and a lot of, right now I'm focused on opening my heart, which I believe is happening.
Oh, yes, I feel so.
Yes, I've been getting a lot of visions and just really focused right now on staying clear, and I feel good. I feel really happy and good, in a good place.
Excellent. Now, did you have a relationship at the age of 23 that went a bit skewish?
Yeah, I did, and I made sure that I was going to heal before I got into another relationship. So that's why I've been single
Absolutely.
For years. Mhm.
Mhm. Fine. So we're just going to ask Archangel Michael to come forward just now and cut any remaining cords to that relationship or to anything else that does not serve you, so that you can move forward. Okay. I do see a tall man who seems to work with money or in a bank.
Oh,
I
didn't hear you.
Quite a tall man who seems to work with money or work in a bank. He's got something to do with money anyway. And I do feel that he may be coming into your future.
Oh.
So just look out for that. Any place you can exchange money or in a bank, whatever. Nice chap, tall chap, nice way with him. And I think you could meet him by being a customer or a client.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
So if you do and someone catches your eye, just go for it. Would you like to go for a coffee sometime?
You said have coffee sometime?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you say. If you meet a nice guy, just go for it because it's your time, girl.
Oh, wow. Thank you. This is exciting. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Also, I have to just point out to you that there are some photographs you're taking, some pictures you're taking, where there's quite a lot of orbs.
A lot of orbs in the
picture. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And definitely your granddad's there. Very much.
Oh, wow.
He can tell you that. And he's looking after you, and he has a beautiful smile on his face.
Oh, that's so amazing. He recently transitioned. That's awesome.
Oh, bless you, honey. Well, nothing will ever happen to you. He's now your guardian angel.
Yeah, and I know Archangel Michael's with me a lot.
Absolutely. Now go and do your vision board for the man you want, the perfect man in your life.
Oh, I've already
done
that.
Good on you.
I did
a perfect job. Okay, sweetheart. All the best. Come back in about 6 months and let us know how you've got on.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Real
lovely
quickly,
lady.
Jane, while you're while we've got a break here, could you mention to everyone listening in the archives and everyone listening your website?
Yes, I'd love to. It's angelladyjane.com.
And that's for
Jane, angelladyjane.com.
Angelladyjane.com, all one word, right?
Or you can find me on Facebook, Jane Dawson.
Right.
I'd be more than happy to friend you.
And to get a full-blown reading with Jane, it's worth it. She's amazing. Check her website. Okay.
Thank you. And
go ahead.
We're just going to bring, if you're okay, Jane, we're just going to bring area code 570 on, because they've been waiting for ages. So are you there, 570? What's your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm here. It's Eileen, and I'm in Pennsylvania.
Eileen?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Eileen. How are you today? Oh, pretty good.
Good. Yeah, you had to give that some thought there, Eileen.
Excuse me?
I'm saying you had to give that some thought there.
Yeah, I did.
I had to think about it for a minute, yeah.
Bless you. How can I help you today?
I'm looking to see if there's any kind of good, happy changes coming anytime soon. I mean, everything seems to be as dull as the spring that's not happening yet.
Oh, I hate that when you're stuck in a trench.
Yeah.
Well, you're a lovely lady, and you deserve nice things to happen. So tell me this. They're just showing me blue skies. How wonderful. Blue skies are coming. Better times are coming for you. So tell me your day and month of birth, please, Eileen.
My day of my birthday, you mean?
Your day and your day and month of birth. So not the year, just the day and the month.
Oh, okay. February 7th.
The 7th of February.
Right.
Well, my dear, that tells me what a lovely, spiritual, kind lady you are. But can I say this to you? You're very, very sensitive. You're very intuitive. But you do tend to hold yourself back a little bit in life, Eileen.
A little bit. Very, very much I do.
Well, you know, that's great that you have the insight to know that. Because
I've been married for 48 years, and I'm constantly being put down, you know. That.
Oh, no. Don't let anyone put you in the corner, Eileen. Don't let that happen. It's time to assert yourself. And, you know, the 7th of February is a total humanitarian, so you will bend over backwards to please people. Mm-hmm. In fact, you should be doing my job. You should be doing psychic or intuitive work.
Ooh.
I have kept myself from doing that. I used to meditate, and I would have visions every day, and I stopped it because I became kind of scared. And I was afraid of my own power, actually.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised with your date of birth, but I would strongly suggest to you that your soul knows what will make your heart sing. So I would suggest that you tap back into your own soul and say, what do you want me to do? Are you still with your husband, sweetheart?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of choice financially.
I do get the feeling that you wish... You weren't, but we always have to say, if we want to make changes, we have to be positive and tell the universe to help us make the change, and we will, okay? So let me just look at the year you're in. You're 9 and a 6, 3 and 6 is 15. There are going to be changes in your relationship around about your family this year, most definitely. Starting about now until the end of the year, things will change. Now, is your husband not keeping very well?
He is. He has a lot of things wrong with him, and he's doing exactly the opposite of what he should be doing. He has diabetes too badly, and he eats sugar all the time.
That's typical.
Yeah,
I know that he's not keeping well, and I have concerns about his lower limbs.
His lower limbs? did you say?
Mm-hmm. His lower limbs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
His legs.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. So there has to be, your husband is not a terribly happy man. You do know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
His disposition is not one of happiness.
No, it isn't.
So,
and it's like there's so much a need to control everybody and everything. And I have the compassion to see that. But yet at the same time, I'm really tired of it, you know?
I know, sweetheart. I know you are. And you are coming into a time where there's going to be changes. There's definitely going to be changes.
I wouldn't
so
be
I hope that you
were not here at the
I have a lady in the spirit world who lived if she was about 83, she's telling me.
Okay, that could be his grandmother.
His grandmother, okay. She's telling me she lived to about 83, and you are going to live to an old age. Okay? So there will be changes coming about your life, sweetheart. I'm going to pick two angel cards for you.
Okay. I do expect something. I would not be surprised if someone told me he were not going to be here because I'm not. I can't get him to change it. He wants it that way.
I know, sweetheart. I'm not going to tell you he's not going to be here because I don't have that power or that right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I do have concerns about his health, and I know that there are going to be changes within your relationship, within your family. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the two cards I have pulled for you is Third Eye Chakra, so that tells me how absolutely psychic you are. And you have the ability to do astral travelling. And you do astral travel, and you actually heal people during your sleep states. Are you aware of this?
I was hoping that I did. I didn't know that I did, but I wondered that.
Mm-hmm. Wonder no more. This card says, it is safe for you to see the energy of love in all its forms, such as angels, auras, and visions. The very thing that scares you, the angels are telling you, it is safe and you're protected. The other card that I've chosen for you talks about your power, your solar plexus chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It is safe for you to be powerful and take charge of your life in positive ways. Okay? And it also shows me that there are seven people in the spirit world who are very close to you.
There you go.
You're getting a very strong message from the spirit world to take charge. Use your intuitive. Basically, they're backing up completely what I've said to you. Go back and use your intuitive powers. Ask your soul how to take you forward. And then use your power. Be powerful. Summon your own power. Make your own decisions. It's never too late.
How do I get out of being so codependent? I'm extremely dependent, and I don't know how to, you know, change that.
Well, those are some really good steps in getting that out of that right there.
Absolutely.
Standing in your own power.
We only have very limited time, but just quickly, you need to get something. To any of Louise L. Hay's books, How to Heal Your Life, you can heal your life, and she'll tell you how to start loving yourself, and that will change everything.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Ask the angels to help you with everything. Okay, my darling, and they will.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bless you, sweetheart.
And we'll let you go ahead and hang on. We've got 10 minutes left, and we have a couple more callers here. We'll get to them quickly.
Yes.
The next one is from 207, the 207 area code. Yeah, and you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, thank you for unmuting me again.
Oh, is this Diana? I thought so.
No, I'm not done.
Okay. We'll get on to 949 then. 949.
Okay.
You're on air
Hi.
With Jane. What's your name?
Hi, I'm just.
Hi Selena. There.
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Selena.
Selena. Hi.
Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have a lot of things going on in my life right now, and I feel a little bit overwhelmed. And I just wanted to know, do you see things getting better here soon for me in regards to everything?
I could totally feel your overwhelmedness, if that's a word, Selena, because my left shoulder started to throb terribly. And that's, you've got way too much responsibility on yourself. and you've taken that on yourself. And it also talks about fears for the future. Fears for the future. Now, there must be a man in your life at present who's causing you problems.
Well, there's a guy that I'm in love with that I haven't seen in a while that I think about often, but I think about that and I miss him, and I think about, I've been dreaming about him a lot lately, just recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but I just have other things also going on too, and I just wanted to see if it's going to get better. Is he going to call or something? Because I keep getting him, I keep dreaming about him.
I'll tell you why you keep dreaming about him, sweetheart, because you need some love in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have enough love in your life. You don't have time for yourself. You're giving out too much and not getting enough back. You desperately need, you need to have, really what you're looking for is a nice, stable relationship, someone for you to lean on instead of other people leaning on you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why. You,
yes.
Now, is this man still in your life?
What?
Is this man still in your life?
Is he still in your life?
Oh, I haven't spoken to him. I mean, I can call him if I wanted to, but I haven't spoken with him. I wanted him to figure out what he needs to figure out.
Right.
So he can get through me.
So I would give him another 2 months, and then I would call him and say, your time is up. What have you figured? And if he hasn't figured you in his life, then I would cut him out because it's time to move on. Now, what is your date of birth, sweetheart? The day and the month, please.
6/17.
June 17th.
I've got it. 1/7/8. So, do you have financial issues going on at the moment?
Yes, I do.
Uh huh. Yeah, because that's one of your main challenges in life. Because your day of birth is 18. Which always talks about financial things, okay? But also the fact you're very much a humanitarian as well, okay? So you will have quite a lot on your plate throughout your life, and it's how you deal with it. So are you working this time, Selena?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm working on my master's degree right now for teaching special
education.
You're
working on your master's. Okay. Uh-huh. So, can I ask what the subject is?
Teaching special education.
Brilliant. That's a fantastic subject for you, okay? Because you have that humanitarian about you. But you're also very family-orientated, so you need to balance a career with a family. That's what's going to make you happy. And I feel that that part's missing. I want to go back to getting the love into your life. I feel you're pretty stressed. You're pretty harassed just now. Does that sound a bit right?
You're pretty stressed and harassed.
Yeah, I feel very stressed right now and a little bit overwhelmed. Actually, today I took the day off,
mm-hmm.
I just pretty much shut down today.
Yeah. Oh, bless, honey. Well, do you know what? You really need to give yourself a lovely pat on the back and a little break and give yourself a treat. That's what you're needing.
There you go.
Okay.
Give yourself a treat.
Okay.
Aww.
So let me just look at what time of year you're in. You're 8, 6, 14, and 6, 20. You're in, again, like so many of the other ladies, you're coming into a wonderful year where new relationships can blossom. So I'm serious about giving this particular man his 2 months to say yes or no, and then get him out of your life if it's no, and moving on. Okay. I'm going to choose your angel card, Selena.
Okay.
And you've got Shanti, and she says, I am the angel of peace. I bring you new tranquility and a smoother road ahead. And that's exactly what you're needing, sweetheart. Work on your creativity, okay? Watch your diet as well. Try to eat health-giving foods and really be kind to yourself, and you'll find everything will change for the better.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's a lovely message. Thank you for calling, Selena.
Ask your angels for help, please, Selena. Ask your angels for help with everything in your life, and they will help you.
They will.
Thank you. I always do. Thank you.
Good girl.
And we're going to have to say goodbye to Selena and shortly to everybody else that's listening in. And next week we have Brother Tom, who was working with Brother Sean Bradley for a while. And he's over there in the United States doing something, which we'll find out next week. But if you missed the fabulous show last week with Magenta Pixie, if you click on the Healing Fountain page on Facebook, the link is still active if you want to listen to that show. And the link will still be active for this one if you missed most of it. So just click on the links on Facebook and please like our Facebook page. And you can check out Gary as well. He's on there, Gary Moore. And I am Jan Christie Drinkell. And so is Jane Dawson. So we'll see you on Facebook, everybody. Thank you so much for listening in. And as I said earlier, it is the first day of summer here in the United Kingdom, believe it or not. And I've got a new song to play in just 1 minute by my daughter, and it's called Summer Is Coming, and she just recorded this one the other day. So I think it's just the acoustic mix, though. So she is going to have loads more instruments put on it. But anyway, thank you for listening in, and thank you for calling in, and have a wonderful rest of the holiday, what there is left of it, or a few hours, that's all, before we're all back at work again. And so lovely to see you all again. And thank you, Gary. Thank you, Jane, for being here.
Thank you, Jane, Christy. Thank you, Jane.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone who called in. Yes, I suggest you take a listen to the show, the archive of the show last week as well. It was a brilliant show. I know I was there.
I know you were. I missed it, but I will click on the link as it's still active, as I said. So goodbye and God bless everybody. Thank you to the Angelic Realm for being with us. And thank you, Jane, once again. And we'll give you another date soon, as soon as we can. Thank you very much. See you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
This is my
daughter. I love you all.
Bye. We love you. This is Laurie Funky, and she's on YouTube now.